For those of you who might not know me, I'm Keith Penner. My wife Jen and I have been attending Grace since June of 2014. We have seven children, and they can be found, well, there's enough of them. Virtually any room you go into in the church, you'll find a Penner child. So last February, I had the opportunity to go to Nicaragua, and many of you might know that my family and I had spent a year in Uganda already, and some surgeons at work asked if I would go on a short-term trip, which I was thrilled about. I love short-term trips. And so to start here, I wanted to share some stories to help you understand what might be seen and felt and lived by those who go on these short-term mission trips. Afterwards, I'll talk a bit about where I'm going this week. Then I'll tell you how you can come along and join, even though you're just a little too late to get a visa. So this following story was told by a short-term missionary physician as they visited the Tambera, considered an unreached people group in Togo. When we finally headed back to our car, we stopped at the shaded meeting place under the spreading tree, and our missionary friend presented the gospel to the entire clan. The old fetish leader seemed to be translating faithfully all that she said, and when she asked, two of the group said they were following the Jesus path already. Upon questioning, the young man and his sister were not theologically sophisticated. That would be very hard to do in that setting without someone to teach them. But they had the basic principles down. They were sinners. God's Son had paid the price for their sins, and they were trusting in Christ for their salvation in the hereafter. Knowing they were considered an unreached people group, I asked how they heard of Christ. The young man said they heard the gospel at a mission hospital in Tsiko last year when they had taken his mother there at the Carolyn Kempton Memorial Christian Hospital in Tsiko. This saved man points out exactly why medical missions is so effective. Many missions agencies are abandoning medical missions, and yet Christ was a healer. As David Kalel at Tenwick Hospital in Kenya has said, there are more unsaved people in our hospitals than in our churches. This woman and her family traveled hundreds of miles to receive care. While there, they may or may not have heard a real sermon, but they certainly saw a sermon. They saw Christ's love and compassion lived out and responded to the invitation to accept Christ. They understood the spiritual consequences of healing and sought out the healer. Let me tell you one other story, and this happened to us in Uganda. While we were there, our dear friend Martin Kundechi was driving down the road when he saw a woman struggling with a load. He asked to stop if she would like a ride. She said, sure, but may I please bring my daughter? When she returned, Dr. Martin could scarcely believe what he saw. Protruding from the leg of this quiet and sweet girl of 7 or 8 was a bone, her femur. The family had been without the funds to have her treated at a hospital, so the local healer had been treating it by packing it with homemade remedies. By the end of the week, the bone was rotting away. She allowed our friend to bring her to our clinic, where the orthopedic surgeon was not only able to save the leg, but was quite optimistic she would eventually walk with only the mildest limp. These kinds of stories are what feed my desire for missions, particularly short-term missions. Am I a trained theologian, a pastor, or an evangelist? No. I'm not. But can I pray with my patients? Can I treat them like human beings made in God's image, though often covered with dirt, surrounded by the smell of life without water, but loved so much by their Savior that he died for them? Absolutely. There really is no other option. Now, there's also another group of people, the missionaries. I'm going as an encouragement to them to provide physical comfort, bringing things like Ziploc, granola bars. I'm going to pray with them, to listen to them without passing judgment, and to remind them that they are supported and they are loved. So this week, leaving on Thursday, I have the opportunity to travel to Egby, Nigeria. It's on the far opposite side of the country of Boko Haram. They've almost been evacuated twice, but they're relatively safe. And I'll be working with the hospital there. It was founded in 1952 by Dr. George Campion, and it has long served as a point of light in the darkness of an Islamic majority. Besides the usual hospital services, they have a three-pastor the department to serve the spiritual needs of the patients and the staff. They also have grown with a school of nursing and a midwives training school, which exports nurses and midwives, Christian nurses and midwives, all over the country. And the missionary families serving the facility and the community of Agby, they ran through the hospital each evening to pray with every one of the patients. So what can I do in a short time? Is it weak enough to really make a difference? Well, I won't be able to establish long-term relationships. It's not going to impact the local people beyond my short time of clinical interaction. Hopefully, I'll be able to provide some teaching to the local staff, bring hospital supplies, bring construction equipment for the middle of their renovation, and provide some work relief, because the work never really ends in a missionary hospital. So as I go, and this is where you can join with me and travel with me, I'd like to ask for prayer for several things. Number one, I'd ask that you pray that travel is hassle-free. I don't mind being stuck in Frankfurt. That's fine. But I have several items that I'm taking that have been sent to me for the missionaries and for the hospital for the construction projects. So I ask for the hassle-free travel so that all of those things get there in a timely manner and to maximize my time. Pray that I'll be able to put away my sinful desire for self, that I'll be able to live and serve others as Christ served us. That can be really difficult to do when you've got a 7-hour time lag. Am I right? Pray for my family and the extra stress that Jenna will have flying solo for the week. Thank you very much for this opportunity to share.